Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
That. They were...
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rick is in Boston. Hey, Rick.
Hi. I think I have a pretty simple solution for the scheduling issue here. Right. So you have 10 teams in each division, which means you play 9 other teams.
If my Twitter and my Instagram have under 25 followers, I will give out $25 to one follower.
Right.
Okay.
So you do 5 home, 5 away. That gives you 90 games.
But if I end up with 100 followers through 4 days, I'm going to give out to one person $100.
Now, the other thing you can do with this is you do 5-game series.
So if you guys can see, this is a sliding scale.
And your season's done in 72 days, which is a pretty reasonable time frame, and you have 90 games right into the playoffs.
So if I have 11 followers after this, I'm going to be giving out $25 to one follower.
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that. Oh.
Wow. That's from earlier today. It could take baseball 108 days to get through the schedule that Rick described earlier. 108 days to play how many games? 90? 90 games in 108 days is what it would be. And the players would get 1 day off every single week if the teams were willing to play a 5-game series each week, which is a possibility. Let's get to the plan, though, from baseball. This according to multiple reports, including Bob Nightingale yesterday. 3 divisions in baseball. No American League or National League, just 3 10-team divisions. And the Red Sox would be in the East. They would be playing with the Yankees and the Mets and the Pirates and the Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays. The Braves would be in the Central. So it's all the East Coast teams, Orioles, Nationals, all would be in the division with the Red Sox along with the Blue Jays. And the Phillies. I left the Phillies out along with the Pirates. So 10 teams, Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, Orioles, Nationals, Phillies, Pirates, Blue Jays, Rays, Marlins. Those would be the teams in the Red Sox 10-team division that they would play their games in. And I have to say, I do like it. I like the setup. I like how radical it sort of is. It's different. It would be a shortened schedule. I would get rid of pitchers hitting. I would not have pitchers hitting. I would go to a full DH across every single game at every park that they could potentially play in. Baseball does want their teams, if possible, to be playing in their home ballparks, which I think is interesting because that's the first time we've heard anybody suggest that they want their teams playing in their actual buildings. And baseball would like to get this started by the first week of July, which is ambitious, but I think that this might be their best plan so far, one that the players will get on board with. Your thoughts?
It gives you a little normalcy, right? That's part of the lore of this one, where you look at it and say, oh, okay, maybe the players might be all in on this one, where you have the ability to play in your own ballpark, maybe live at home, be around your family. Now, would they be at home or would they still be sequestered? That's a question, right? Are they going to be allowed to live with their families and still do normal things, but yet you won't play in front of fans and you'll play in your ballpark and other smaller ballparks surrounding? This is a better plan than what they've been talking about because it gives you an actual ballpark to play in. Some, like I said, some normalcy, some, you know, you get in ruts and you get in rhythm of things. And that's something that I think, you know, you look at the grueling grind of a baseball season, the amount of games those guys have to play. You want some sort of routine. I think this helps sort of, you know, give you a little bit of a routine than normal.
I also think
other stuff that doesn't make sense. Go ahead.
when it comes to baseball or any sport, they face the same challenges that everybody else does.
Yeah.
Which is they need more testing. They need more contact tracing as well. And so nothing's going to be perfect. No one's saying it will be. You know, there's a chance at some point that a player does contract the virus. But it would be, you know, easier to pull this off if they knew they could get testing as often as they needed it to make this work. To be able to say, this player doesn't feel well, he needs to get tested ASAP, and then you find out he's got it. You can then test the people that came in contact with him on his team, and if they test negative, they don't have a reason to quarantine. Then keep playing. You know, people, it's not you don't have to shut down a team for 2 weeks. You can say, hey, we know that this player caught it. We got to test his teammates. Teammates come back negative, good. You guys keep playing.
As long as they've got a full understanding of, like, incubation periods and all that stuff, because, I mean, right now, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I think they're finding new stuff out about this still, that you could maybe be a carrier not showing symptoms yet. You could maybe test negative but still somehow be a carrier if you've already had it. I don't know.
False negatives have been a serious problem with the testing from the beginning.
Right, right.
But I know what you're talking about, because they've talked about undetectable viral load. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you caught it, but you didn't get a lot of it.
Right.
So you only got a small amount of exposure, and so now you're not testing positive, even if we give you the test, despite contracting the virus. I mean, that's been a factor in this, too. Oh, I got it, but I only got a touch of it. Like, that's a thing? You can get a touch of the coronavirus? But it is. Yeah, there's certain levels that are not detectable, so I get what you're saying. There are many concerns about it, and we're still in the infancy of this thing, really.
Yeah.
But testing would help. Testing would make this stuff sort of possible. Would make people willing to do it.
The testing is like an overall, like, national conversation too, not just with sports and players. And I keep hearing about, we need more testing. And to that I always say to myself, testing for what? Testing to see if you have it? Because I think a lot of people walking around, you know, feel fine, and that would be the first and foremost test. But I think also the test to see if you have had it is just as important. And it seems like either you need one or both. You know, which one is going to be more readily available? Which one is more important if you can't have both available to you at all times? Which one do you want to keep testing for, to see if you have it, or do you want to test everybody to see if they have had it once, and then just that way you don't have to keep testing? You know, if all those people get the test that said they've already been exposed to it and they've developed some antibodies, okay, does that mean they're all clear? Does that mean they can't get it again and spread it to anyone else?
They don't definitively know that answer.
That's the worst
right
part,
and that's why testing is, it's part of it, it's a huge component in it, but it's not the answer. The answer is the vaccine, which I don't want to get us off topic, but the stories today about a vaccine maybe being readily available as early as the fall. Do you remember this? When we were talking about this a month ago?
Hugely encouraging.
I asked Myron Roll and anyone else I could about this, anybody who has, you know, got actual medical expertise, and I said, look, I can't make a cup of coffee without screwing it up, so believe me, I understand that it's really, really hard to make a vaccine, but why is it going to take a year or more? And everyone said the same thing. Well, you have to go through trial one and stage two and stage three and all this, and it's going to be, you know, next spring before what? All of a sudden, they're talking about the fall as a possibility. What happened? What happened to all the trials and all that? There's no way that could happen by that amount of time. Now it's apparently a possibility, which is great. I'll take it. But
it's competitive now to get it too. And we got friends at Johnson & Johnson said they're on it too, close. So it's whoever gets it first. But this one's over in Oxford you're talking about, I think.
Yes,
the one that was in the news today, yeah.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Everyone has told us next year, next spring at the earliest, is when you can expect that vaccine.
Beetle be in line first. Stick him right there.
The previous record, Hardy, for a vaccine was 4 years from the start of research and trying to develop it to the market. Is 4 years was the previous record. Yes.
Good grief.
4 years. So if this were to make it, This would shatter the record if it were to come out before the end of this year. So let's say end of the calendar year is 1 year from when it, you know, was sort of, we were made aware of it in China. That would mean, you know, a year's time. That would smash the record by 3 years to make it to market by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
that's absolutely amazing. If they're able to pull it off in that amount of time, again, I have no understanding or you know, just a layman's understanding of the trials and everything that they need to do. And obviously that's time. It's the one thing that you can't speed up. You have to see what these people are like, you know, a month afterward and 2 months afterward, and, you know, and then re-expose them and see if they get it. And it's, you know, you're talking about long-term side effects, and there's no way to speed that up. But, you know, here's someone who's talking about, by the fall, it could be, you know, could be ready, and they'll have something that, it, you know, presumably works. Maybe what they were talking about, and maybe what Myron Roll did say this to is, he said, okay, that's one thing. That's step one, is actually developing it. Here's the vaccine. Then you have to make it. Then you have to make a bunch of it. How long does that take? And maybe that does push us out into next year. So
they've already
started manufacturing
this particular one from Oxford University in India. They're going to production now without
there
approval.
There you go. So
yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Continue on this conversation about baseball's plan: 3 divisions, 10 teams each. Also, a fun story coming out of Green Bay with why the Packers decided to draft a quarterback. And yes, it directly relates to how they feel about Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
It depends on what position we pick. You know, it might be a little upbeat and excited. Should be an offensive guy, but you know, maybe it's a big tough defensive guy as well. But either way, I'm going to welcome him to the team. But it'd be kind of cool. We haven't had. Yeah, you know, we haven't picked a skill player in the first round in the last 15 years, so that'd be kind of cool.
Well, I'm already knowing I can learn a lot from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's one of the GOATs right there in the game, and you know, I'm excited to be able to come back behind him and just learn as much as I can.
You've really got to wonder if Aaron Rodgers will welcome Jordan Love into the fold like he said he would. Regardless of position, I'm going to welcome him in. Okay. This from The Athletic and Bob McGinn at The Athletic. It says, public niceties aside, my sense is that Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, fresh from a terrific 13-3 baptismal season.
That's pretty good. Pretty good year for him, man.
Simply had enough of Rodgers' act and wanted to change the narrative. With a first-round talent on the roster, the Packers would gain leverage with their imperial quarterback and his passive-aggressive style. If the Packers do indeed want to become a running team next season, they surely wouldn't want Rodgers rocking the boat and making it even more difficult to coach. It'll work for the general manager and the coach only if Love can play. If he can't, and at best the Packers might have a 50-50 shot of success with their bold stroke, the two of them might ultimately be gone, head coach and GM. It's just the way it works with franchise-turning decisions and first-round quarterbacks. They drafted a quarterback in the first round just to prod Aaron Rodgers, and I think it's brilliant. That guy is a pain in the ass.
They can't be all done with them.
What's the word? Smarmy?
Yes, that's it. That's definitely one of the words.
Like, it just acts like a dick all the time. Everybody relax, all right? How about when he shows up with his stupid Western wear or some strange facial hair he's growing, where he doesn't talk to his family? There's too many weird things that have gone on with this guy. Discount, double check. That's pretty funny. Dating a race car driver.
You're talking about all personal things. I think in terms of a teammate and of somebody who's going to lead this team to success, have they identified Aaron Rodgers as talented? No doubt about that. Just not the guy.
He's stuck in the playoffs.
Not always, though. He hasn't always stunk
this past year. I'm just saying.
Not every time. Yeah.
What allows you to do this is first-year head coach, you go 13-3. You're kind of the favorite now. You got Aaron Rodgers. All of a sudden, boom, dud game. Well, I went 13-3. I see a lot of things we could have done better with Aaron. He didn't want to.
Remember the story that was written a year ago about Aaron Rodgers and the former teammates that came out after him and JerMichael Finley blaming the horrible 2018 season on Rodgers? And, you know, Finley had said that Rodgers is a self-centered guy, that Rodgers is selfish, he only cares about himself. A defensive end had called him arrogant just before the Super Bowl last year. Greg Jennings, a former teammate, came out and blasted him. I mean, he's had plenty of guys that have played with him that have called him out and called him for the bad teammate that he has been at times.
Didn't
so
Bennett
now,
say something? Didn't Martellus Bennett say something? Because Martellus was there, too. And remember when he supposedly faked the injury, got out of there, came here, that he was glad to be away from Aaron Rodgers and be with Tom Brady? I thought he said something like that.
I don't know. Look it up.
He had that weird injury.
Look it up. Find out what it was. So I just think that he's had his fair share of issues there. The coach is going into year two, and the coach is not about to put up with any of Aaron Rodgers' crap. Mm. That's what he wants, and he wants Aaron Rodgers to be pushed and prodded by them drafting a guy in the first round. They are going to get the very best now, I hope, out of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's the move. Look at Tom Brady. Did Tom Brady respond to Jimmy Garoppolo being drafted?
Yes.
Bet your ass he did. And that wasn't even nearly as contentious or problematic here as it is in Green Bay. I mean, Tom Brady's never had a guy say he's a bad teammate. That's definitely not the case.
Wasn't even explained. Belichick even went as far as to say, hey, here we are draft night. Hey, we know Tom's age. We know his contract status. We know Ryan's, all that. The whole quarterback's time. Yeah, it's better to be early than to be late. We didn't get any of that out of Green Bay. At least Belichick addressed it.
Let's go to your call, 617-779-0985. Louie's in the car. Louie.
Hey, guys, this question's really probably more so for Zoe. With the social distancing big factor in sports right now and the Patriots football season starting up, I'm a season ticket holder. Do you think they're going to give us the first options to go to the games? And if so, will we be socially distanced from the people that I have two tickets? Would I not be able to sit next to them?
It's a great question. I don't know that yet. I'm sure they're also – you know, bouncing around up there to Gillette Stadium, a ton of scenarios that they have to be ready for from a marketing standpoint, a ticketing standpoint. There's a lot of businesses involved here. You know, people with luxury boxes. That's a good question. You would think so.
You know, you've got to think that it may not even be up to them.
The
team may not be making that call.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, California's got a reopening plan. For a four-phase plan that has been put forth by Governor Newsom in California. It's got four different phases. Phase four is opening up sports with fans. Phase three is sports without fans. He had previously said that he does not envision there being any fans at events in the year 2020, that would happen again next year, in the year 2021. And so it just gives you an idea, though, that when these plans start to be officially formulated and put into phases and broken down by states, I'm sure that Massachusetts will probably have a similar plan in place that might outline, you know, what you can and cannot do.
And I think, you know, that's why, you know, you get the president and he gets all the commissioners on the phone, talks to them, because then you talk about, okay, well, why should you have the ability to play in a stadium that's packed? Because this governor in that state has opened things, and now you got a packed stadium, and you're playing at a disadvantage as opposed to playing at home where your stadium's empty or half full. You know, it's got to be a level playing field for all these teams. You know, if it's games with partial fans, then it should be like that for all 32 teams.
Yeah, I think it's more of a league thing than it is a state thing, Beto.
Yeah.
You know, if whatever they're doing in California, well, so what? They're doing all kinds of stuff differently from state to state to state. It's probably going to be more of a league mandate or a league policy as to, you know, how it works. But I'm still operating
so are you,
under the...
Are you saying, Hardy, just to be clear, that so it, let's say California says to the teams in California, you guys can't have fans. Do you think the league will apply that to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that happening, sure.
And if that's
the case, we shouldn't even be talking about fans at Gillette, because I'm guessing there will be at least a state, let's say California, that is not letting fans back in this calendar year.
Yeah, and I believe that it is going to be an all-or-nothing situation. You know, back to the caller's question, a legitimate one. You know, if you want to go to games and you're a season ticket holder, but if they're going to limit the number of fans, who's going to get the right of first refusal? I think you're either going to have fans or you're not. And we talked about this at length, you know, what it would be like to have a, you know, seats removed or certain seats tarped over, and you're only going to allow two seats together for people who have had those, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't solve the issue of getting people in and out of the stadiums and herding together. It doesn't solve the issue of how you keep everybody spaced out during the time. So you're either going to get yourself to a point from a public health perspective where you can be in large crowds or you're not. You know, you're still putting tens of thousands or even several thousand people into a place that are presumably going to be close to each other at some point, even if they're not allowed to sit on top of each other. I think there are too many pitfalls with trying to keep people socially distant in any kind of a confined space like that, especially for a period of 3 or 4 hours. There's too many problems with that. And so again, not operating under anything other than what I think makes the most sense. They're either going to have fans or they won't. So the issue as to whether or not your tickets will be any more valuable or valid than someone else's tickets, don't worry about it. You're either going to be able to go to a game. We're all going to be able to go to a game, or none of us will.
If you had a bet on which one are you betting on?
For September, I mean, for when? It
football
depends
season.
On when.
For football season.
I think we're going to be able to go to games in the fall.
Okay. So that means everybody. Means yes. Full stadiums in the fall.
Yeah.
I think it may be pushed back 2 weeks, but I think we're going to have full stadiums.
And again, the governor of California is doing it. I don't think he's doing it because he's, you know, part of any some big conspiracy to keep people home. No, they all want it open too. And it's you know, it is the easy and right and some would even say the moral thing to say, look, you know, just don't plan on doing anything this fall in terms of concerts or games or anything else. We're 6 weeks into this. You know, after we've been doing it for 4, 5, 6 months, the people in California are going to have something to say about that. And especially if other people are congregating in other parts of the country and they seem to have this thing, you know, under control to a certain point, the people are going to say, good enough, close enough. It's September. We've been dealing with this since March already. We want to be able to get back together and go do these things and get society back to where it was.
Your calls on this, on the Packers drafting a first-round quarterback to prod Aaron Rodgers and to get him to be a better teammate and a more coachable player. That's on the table. The NHL and NBA plans to try and finish up things, that's all in the mix. And Zoe's lawn advice coming up this hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand on the Sports Hub. Make sure you download the Sports Hub app for your smartphone.
Tap that app.
Or tell your smart speaker at home to play 98.5 the Sports Hub.
What's up with that smart speaker? Like, hey, I'm so smart. I'm such a smart speaker. Michael Scott did that with the smart car at the Jim's wedding. I'm not so smart. Pretty smart. No buttons on that sucker. That thing could do anything. Listen in, be hitting you with ads.
You don't have buttons on your smart speaker?
I don't think so.
There's a couple buttons
on. There's an on button.
Yeah, a couple of volume buttons.
Is there?
Yeah.
We got a couple of them. Like the Bose one doesn't have one.
Well, it depends on which one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one of my Bose ones is rotten with buttons.
Yeah, which is great. The ones on the top, six presets.
That's great.
It's my favorite piece of audio equipment I've ever owned for the home.
Oh, you have the Wave one? The Wave radio?
No, it's not a Wave radio.
Oh.
It's... No.
Those were badass, though.
Although those were awesome when those were all the rage.
I have one where you flip it up and you put the CD in there. Pretty neat.
Sitting out right now, like ready for use?
It's in a cape.
No, the one that Hardy and I have is the Bose Home Speaker 500. Yes, that's the one that we like. Big fan of that. Mm. Nice piece of equipment. Highly recommended. what were we saying? Oh, your grass. What's going on with your grass? What's the deal out there?
I got a couple spots here and there. A little bit of winter burn. And when you say winter burn, it looks like, you know, like it's a little white. But it's also, you know, it's some dog patches from dog urine. It doesn't sit well over the winter, and it ices over, and then it's one of the last things to come back.
Should we get your landscaper on the line and have him talk about it?
Good, if you want. Get my boy E on. I do the patchwork, Pete, okay? I know.
The patchwork.
Right, yeah. Now, I've done it all. I've patchwork. Done the one, and you'll see this on your little Facebook ads popping up, because we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Add grass anywhere spray. You put this little cylinder at the end of your hose, and you put this little capsule in with it, and it covers 100 square feet of, you could spray the side of your wall with this foam.
It's like Hydroseed.
Hydroseed, but it'll grow grass on your freaking wall. Like, you don't have to have dirt to do it. But what I do, and I advise this for people with little small patches, and what they will sell you is this stuff, like Scott's will sell all in one in the bag, patch kit. Where you just take it, throw it out.
With the ground-up newspaper?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the ground-up newspaper. It looks like crap. What I do is I have this tool called the garden easel. The garden easel has those three prongs at the end of it and spins, and it's actually a weeder. I actually take the middle weasel out, so I only have the two end ones. So it's almost like a rake. And I go to those spots, and I really chew up that dirt. You got to loosen that dirt. And then I take a handful of seed, and I throw it down. And then I get the weasel again and keep doing that. You chew it up, and then I take a handful of loam. I said it right. Loam, right? Yeah. I take a handful of loam, throw it down on there, just tap it a little bit with your foot, and then dust it with a little dusting of seed right on top there, and just mix it up again. And then you'll water the sucker. That sucker will be growing grass in two and a half weeks.
Okay. So we just described planting grass seed.
Yes. Okay. But do it the right way, because most people think, okay, I'm gonna throw it in a spreader, and you'll put a whole bag of seed in the spreader.
That little hand tiller is very important.
No, you just can't throw grass down there. You better be slice seeding. You better have thatched. Now, if you shouldn't thatch every year, because I think it ruins the grass. It scratches it up too much. I thatch every other year, but we thatched this year, so now it's perfect time to get that seed down under there. Before the rains come. Rains are coming in the next 2 days, so today is the perfect day to get out there and do some patch seeding out there.
So,
I also have a big – go ahead.
Well, number one, isn't the perfect Lime's time key. To seed really in the fall? I mean
– Oh, yeah, yeah. Fall's ideal. Yeah. But early spring is ideal also. Do not seed in summer. It'll just burn that sucker out. Part of the problem, too, is my lawn guy hit the first application, which is grub, dandelion preventer, and then first blast of nitrogen. So where he put that, I got to be careful now for a little bit. I can't seed because it'll burn that seed out for some spots there. So make sure that if you are seeding, don't throw that second step stuff right on top of that. You'll burn that patch right out. And you can't have enough lime down. lime pellets. It's cheap, $3 a bag. I got pine trees all over my yard. They just drip stuff or sap down. Lime the hell out of it. So.
And just to be fair, that Scott's all-in-one stuff that you mentioned with the like the shredded up, I don't even know what's in there. It's but it's got seed, it's got fertilizer. I've used that before for a couple of patchy areas, and I've got a buddy who does lawns, and he kind of like scoffed at it. It works.
It works.
And it may not be the exact same, you know, the exact right seed that you want, but right. You've got a couple of like burnout areas either from dog urine or you've got. I had one because I was an idiot and left the thing open on my spreader and burned out a patch of my lawn with fertilizer.
Yeah.
Raked that thing up, got it, you know, got it cut down real low, raked it up, got the soil exposed a little bit, put some of that stuff down.
Yep.
I defy you to go out into my lawn and find out where I put that Scott stuff down.
I'll tell you what, too, and I've done this once. I burned a massive square hole in my grass. We were power washing the front of the house. Stupidly, I left the power washer on the grass, and I didn't have it on the concrete or the sidewalk there. And that sucker heats up big time and just baked the hell and burnt the grass. And I had to cut it out and resod it. Yeah, no coming back from that one. So be careful where your power washers are, too. A lot of people getting out there cleaning up their houses this time of year. Good days to do it.
Safety tip, yeah.
Yep. It'll burn. I mean, it's an engine. That thing smokes.
I don't want you to poo-poo the all-in-one bag stuff.
No. I used it last year. I used it last year.
See?
And
how did it work out for you?
Great. I went back and bought four more bags because I had a bigger area.
That's a lot.
And I actually like using that because when my lawn guy comes, he won't cut it because he sees it. But if I seed something, he's so dumb, I'll tell him, don't cut there. He'll cut there.
What? Oh,
but the fact that now he's like, there's like burlap stuff there now. I don't want me to cut that. I'm like, no, I don't. That's fresh seed, okay? Can you please avoid that today? Thank you.
There is one way to avoid your words, your dumb lawn guy. You could cut it yourself.
No. I don't have a mower like that. I don't have a 48 deck.
Why don't you get one?
I don't have that stand on.
Why don't you get one?
One Cameo?
Especially now with all your Cameo money.
To watch him. Yeah, I am on Cameo, by the way. Big shout out, Cameo. Check it out. Scott Zolak, 16. I'm on there. Had 9 requests on a show today. It's great. I love the way he spins on a dime. I'll stand there, and it's like when people come and clean my rugs in my house. You know, they get that long thing, and I'm like, I could sit there and watch him do it all day. He's got this stand behind, brand new sucker that he rides on. He can turn on a dime, stop on a dime, forward, back. And it's almost like a Segway where he leans. This thing's high tech. And I'm like, I can't cut my grass like that. And it looks like Fenway Park when he does it because he does the crisscross and then the vertical. Never cuts it the same way, ever. And he can edge like a mother.
Oh.
Dude, he takes that. Some guys have the edge where they actually cut it, have an edging machine. He takes that weed whacker, and he turns it sideways. And he puts it down, puts his goggles on, full speed, and that sucker's down 4 inches deep. Hell of an edge.
He's going 4 inches into the turf with his line trimmer?
Well, my edges, yeah, are about 4 inches down. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Mulch beds.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, hope everyone feels enlightened now.
Good tips.
617-779-0985. I know that there will be people that disagree on this, and I'm sure we'll hear from you next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Face to face to see what's really you. It's not for me. I ask this question as though I were a king. Boy, you have to love, believe, and
for the burst of tambourines take you there. Green grass and high clouds forever. Castles of stone, sold in glory.
617-779-0985. Let's go back to your calls.
Pitching about it? People pitching about it?
About what?
Where you grow grass. You said people don't agree. Some people don't agree.
I said inevitably somebody will disagree with you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right.
You'll hear that.
Done it 40 years, right.
Steven in New Hampshire. Steven, how are you? What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, good. Steve.
Hi, Steven.
So I'm a professional groundskeeper in baseball, and I just wanted to chime in on Zolak's lime comments, and lime is definitely your best friend right now. That stuff will be glowing green. We just put some out on our field about 2 weeks ago, and we are already glowing.
Do you have a lot of pine?
So I just wanted to chime in on that.
Do you have a lot of pine? Acidity?
Yeah, quite a bit, yeah.
Okay. It's cheap, too.
So I just wanted to chime in on there. But
thank you.
All right, Steven. Lime.
You get lime real cheap, $3 a bag.
Are you doing that on your winter burn areas, though? Or
I do it everywhere. I do it mainly in the front where the big pines are. Yeah.
How are you recommending people go about getting their lime right now? Here. So,
what's this?
Here we go.
Hang on. See them big pines out there? Those are big pines. They got pines everywhere. Left side, right side. Pines across the street.
Big, healthy pines.
Yeah. One of them suckers fell down one year. One of those rent them tornadoes. So, yeah. Come here. Dog's over here too now.
Okay. What is it with the pine trees? Is it more acidic? Is that what you get from the needles?
Acidic. Yeah. Doesn't do well with grass. Pine needles, pine cones. You get pine cones that fall down, get them off the grass quick. Then your hands get all tackified and you're like Clark Griswold trying to turn the pages of a magazine in bed.
Do you have any tips for some art projects to do with the pine cones? You're an artistic guy. Is there a way to put those to use?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could make wreaths with them. What my daughters have done, they've gotten the round styrofoam at Michael's Arts and Crafts, which is probably not open here. That wouldn't be essential, but Lowe's is open. Maybe Lowe's sends them or sells them. So get those, and you pin them in there. And you could also glue them on with a hot glue gun. We've also made trees with those where you kind of pan out the bottom and then the next layer, and it comes out to a cute tree at Christmas time, and you get white paint and spray paint it like it's snow and decorate it up. It's a good project for the kids to make during Christmas.
But that's for the fall. That's not for it. You don't have a pine cone.
Well, you save for Christmas. Yeah.
I understand.
Josh in West Newbury, also for Zoe.
Hello. Hey, guys.
What's up, Josh?
I'm on my lawnmower. I'm on my lawnmower. Right now. Nice. I just shut it down. I'm going to take your tips. I know. I got a 46-inch deck. I'm on it right now.
No.
How high are you cutting it right now?
I'm on setting 4, full speed, back and forth. I'm doing diagonal this year. The other year, I was straight up and down. Now I'm running diagonal.
It's not a bad idea to lower the blade to cut a little lower this time of year, because you're going to get still a lot of the stuff that had fallen over winter.
I got to hang up
acorns and all that stuff. Suck it up. What you want to do right now is you want to bag everything. You want to bag everything. And if you're lucky enough to have a bagger, suck everything up like you're vacuuming your yard. Cut it lower. You don't want to cut it low in the summer. You want to cut it high in the summer because you'll burn it out.
How about your landscaper? Does he bag it up right now?
Oh, yeah. He bags it. He doesn't. No. We haven't had a blade in years drop here.
And where
then
does it?
Does
he haul away the clippings?
The driveway, then, no, I let him dump it out back, which is great.
He dumps it out back in the heroin swap area of your property?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a swamp.
Is that near the rock? Is that near the big rock where they
Joe's rock?
Find promiscuous activities and
yeah, he dumps it way out back. He dumps out back and it cuts my price because he doesn't have to bag and take it and dump it and pay to dump it at a dump. So
now, have you dealt with complaints from the DEA that you're dumping clippings where they're holding their stakeouts back there? Or
dude,
is
I spill oil out there. I mean, I spill oil and gas cans and paint. I mean, if the glass
You spilled them out there.
Well, you got to dump them out before you throw them.
Or you disposed them.
Disposed of them out back.
Zoe knows what he's doing when it comes to all that yard stuff. He knows, and I learned this from Zoe, like old car batteries. What you're supposed to do is bury them in the soft ground near a pond or a lake. And that's the safest way to dispose of them.
Don't you have a well? You have well water, right?
I got a well water.
Chuck them down the well.
Here's what I do. I know where the well is pitched. So the well is pitched here. And so I will dump past the end of the grade. So I don't want anything running down to where it would seep down to where it would congregate within that well.
Have it
dump that lead-based paint on the other side of the wall. You know, right down there. Right by that rock. That rock there.
Oh.
Right there. Right in there.
I got busted one time, boy, when I was young and dumb here. And I had so much extra garbage. And I didn't want the garbage. And the garbage people didn't take it. So I threw it in the back of my truck. And I went and I threw the garbage down by where other people were throwing garbage and dumping stuff down the street. It's out towards this farm. Get a knock on the door. It's police. You, Mr. Scott Zolak? Yes, sir. Well, we have your garbage. You want to come back and pick it all up? I left a bill inside the garbage. And
It's like a verse from Alice's Restaurant. That's exactly how they got caught too.
They find you.
So what happened? You have to go back and get your garbage?
That's fine too. I hit about four cases of golf balls too. Some lady brought them back up. She's the one that called the cops on me for the fireworks last year. She brought me back a bucket of balls, and left them on my doorsteps because here's your golf balls. And walked away.
What were you doing, hitting them at her house?
No, I'm hitting them over. You can't see neighbors by me. I got 4 acres here. So I hit them over the pines in the back. Okay?
And where do you think they land? How did she get them?
Hold on.
She went digging in the woods for them, or she found them on her back deck?
She found them in her breakfast.
This is good. We're going on a tour now. This is great.
By the way. The whole dumping of garbage and getting caught for it years ago.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Hold on, Hardy. We're going to take a look at this.
Oh, boy.
So he wails them out there into the pines, over the pines.
Oh, I would do that, too. I don't blame him for that. Handful of golf balls back there. That's not going to hurt anybody.
Way over the top. I hit him over the top of those pines. Those are about 2 acres back there, Hardy. And supposedly there's houses on the other side of those trees.
Supposedly.
I
guess there's a playground back there or something, but I can't see it. So I just see golf balls over there.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. They say there's a home over there somewhere.
So, Zoe, your days of trash dumping in unauthorized areas, that's over, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I learned my lesson there.
Yeah. I mean, the time in the parking lot. The time in the parking lot last fall when you were cleaning out your truck. And dumping all your trash out in the parking lot at work, that was an anomaly. That was just a hiccup in an otherwise spotless dumping era as an adult.
Yeah, so my cop buddy lives back there by her. He just texted me and goes, "That lady freaking hates you."
Oh, I would hate you too.
Give me her address.
I'm looking at the Hardy. I'm looking at the aerial photo right now.
Uh huh.
The satellite imagery.
There's a horse over there too.
They like to eat golf balls. That's good for them.
No, she said I was scaring the hell out of the horses with the damn fireworks. Not my problem.
She got a horse?
She has two horses.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's tucked in the back here, a little horse farm, close to the graveyard there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right then. Yeah, I could see why she might be pissed at you.
I didn't mean it.
Well, between the golf balls and the fireworks and the crude oil you're dumping on her property, yeah, I can see where she might have some issues with you as a neighbor.
So just so everybody knows, just like the Cane's mayonnaise, I lied there about dumping paint and battery acid and all that. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, wink, wink, EPA, wink, wink.
No, that got me upset because I ordered that dumpster, that huge dumpster, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And what I really wanted to gut in the garage was like 30 paint cans. I'm like, no, you can't put them in there.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where the hell am I supposed to dump them?
What am I paying you for this thing? Supposed to be able to dispose of anything, dead bodies included.
Yeah, it says waste.
I fill it up, you take it away.
That is waste. It says waste removal.
All right, don't go anywhere. We got headlines. We'll be right back. We'll get some more of your calls.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.